A Prayer for Putting on Your New Self by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on your new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24. I'm a tidy person most of the time, but when it comes to my closet, I never throw anything out. My hope is that they'll come back in style one day and I'll be ready to throw on the most recent fashion trend. Some of them are just so old and worn, I have no business wearing them any longer. Yet I struggle to get rid of them because they fit me so comfortably. They feel so natural. Sometimes lifestyle habits and choices are the same. You may have indulged in a habit for so long that it becomes a part of who you are. It's become a comfortable outfit for you. Perhaps you're an angry person, or you struggle with comparing yourself to every person you meet, or maybe you're impatient with your kids, or you react to stress poorly. You've always handled yourself this way. You don't know any other way. You've just accepted it's who you are, as it tends to be your most natural outfit. These sinful habits actually have the potential to become part of your old life when you become a Christian. The beauty of becoming a believer is you don't have to be wearing the same outdated, out-of-style outfits you once did. Putting off old habits, especially ones that you're used to wearing, won't be easy, but by the Holy Spirit, it can be done. In today's scripture, Paul spoke to the believers in the Ephesian culture. In their day, part of the initiation process for a person involved in their pagan religion was to remove and discard their old clothing, signifying a total break with any previous association. So when Paul implored the Christians to put off their old clothing, he wasn't just talking about their actual clothing each day. He was emphasizing the action of rejecting behaviors that were indicative of their old self, those that didn't align with walking with the Lord. To continue taking steps toward obedience and walking with God, we need to daily rid ourselves of those pieces of clothing that are no longer serving us. Whether it's habits, lusts, friendships, or associations we're involved in, Paul encourages us to then put on our new self. Put on attributes that align with the heart of Christ, and watch the Holy Spirit as He works in removing what was always a comfortable yet old outfit for you. Allow the Holy Spirit's power to help you begin to embrace out with the old and in with the new. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you want us to live in freedom. That just because we've lived a certain way with a certain habit or sin our entire life, it doesn't define us forever. Thank you that when we become believers and followers of you, that we can put off the old self, the old lustful things of our flesh, and put on the new self, pursuing a lifestyle of holiness and righteousness. Through the Holy Spirit's empowering, we're able to renew our mind day by day and clothe ourselves in purity. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for the power you have given us. We ask that you renew our mind and prompt us of anything that we're hanging on to in our former life that's hindering us from walking closely with you in our new life. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for freeing us of all of what's old for us. We gladly invite the new in through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.